It's Friday. We're getting down on Friday here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. We're having some fun.
Think about fun, Dave. I had my bowl. I had my cereal. And now we are looking forward to the weekend.
Yes, we are. In fact, we're looking beyond the weekend to Monday night. The Eagles hosting the Carolina Panthers. It's Eagles 360 here. And, yeah, we're in a good mood. Eagles are 6-2. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about a couple of players who have really emerged this year for the Eagles, Brandon Graham and Jeremy Maclin, in just a little bit. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well, yeah. And we've got some outside sources coming in later. You're going to talk to Sal Palantonio, who has a very bold prediction for the second half of the season.
Yeah, Sal kind of loves the way the Philadelphia Eagles are playing football, so we'll get to that in just a bit. But first, Chris McPherson out on the field, getting you caught up with everything on this Friday. It's our Eagles 360 update, presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. Everyone wants to know, how will Mark Sanchez fare in his first regular season start since the end of the 2012 season? Well, before Sanchez looks ahead to the big Monday night showdown with the Carolina Panthers, he took some time this week to look back and thank those who helped him overcome the shoulder injury that cost him the 2013 season.
A few phone calls I made after the game last week to thank some people that have really helped me through. The Jets trainers, John Melody, Greg Rosequist, all those guys. That were so diligent with my rehab process. I called a lot of those people and made sure I send some text messages out right after the game because I couldn't have made it back without them.
Sanchez threw for over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in his Eagles regular season debut last week against Houston. He said that his job will be much easier against the Panthers thanks to the receivers who caught those 2 touchdown passes, Jeremy Maclin and Jordan Matthews.
Well, one, he works very hard. He's a pretty humble guy. He's excited about playing. He's a really good competitor. I think a lot of those things are kind of prerequisites. Obviously, the talent, the hands, the speed, the awareness, those are kind of prerequisites when you get to this level. But he really works his craft with Coach Bick. I think he feeds off of the other receivers. Those guys are a tight-knit group, him and Coop, and bringing Jordan along. All those guys kind of complement each other. And then you add the tight ends and running backs to that, and that's when, you can get a pretty special offense.
The Panthers will try to make life miserable in the pocket for Sanchez by unleashing a duo of linebackers whom Chip Kelly called the best that they have faced so far this season in Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis.
It starts with the linebackers, and both those guys I said yesterday, it's the best pair we'll face. I think Kuechly may lead the league in tackles, and he's a tackling machine. I think his worst year is 150 tackles, and that I think was when he was a freshman at Boston College. I mean, he led the NCAA in tackles. He's that type of guy. He's just always around the ball. And Thomas Davis, the other linebacker, can really run. Is a physical presence out there. They go together hand in hand. They're on the field all the time. They don't sub and get into sub packages. And even if they do, they're not getting in a dime where they're just playing. They're going to play with those two guys. And there's a reason for it if you have those two type of talents.
I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles 360 Update, presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Bo.
All right, well, the Eagles atop the NFC East, the talk of the NFC, and for that reason, ESPN's Sal Palantonio is here in the NovaCare Complex.
Yeah, it's been a big week for the Eagles in terms of media coverage nationally. A lot of reporters from New York and one Sal Palantonio from ESPN covering, well, what else? The change at quarterback and the injury to D'Amico Ryans. How will the Eagles fare without their two quarterbacks, one on offense and one on defense? When we return to Eagles 360, Sal Palantonio joins me in studio.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments on the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Welcome into the studio. The Eagles, obviously a big focus of the national media this week, and we invite one of the greatest here to our studio. ESPN's Sal Palantonio joins me, Dave Spadaro. And Sal, the talk all week has been about the Sanchez. You had a chance to talk to him. You've seen him around. You've seen him in this new environment here. Is he any different than what he was as the starter in New York?
No, I followed his career, David, from the day he was drafted. I was there the day he was drafted by the New York Jets. I watched him grow, covered him on the road when they went to two AFC championship games, covered him in Cortland when the Tim Tebow extravaganza was in full swing, and I was there for 23 straight days doing live shots. So I've seen the major ups, the peaks and the valleys, and it's good. It's always good to see an NFL player or any kind of athlete have a second chance like this. And here he's got a great opportunity. He's never had a cast around him like this. I think he's excited about that. He's always been a charismatic guy, but sometimes that charisma has been a false god, if you will, right. You know, because he'll go out on the field and he won't back it up. So I'm anxious to see with Chip Kelly and this cast around him, he's never had this good of an offensive line. He's never had this good of a wide receiving core. He's obviously never had a running back like this, and he's never had a play caller, play designer like Chip Kelly. So he can't possibly fail in this situation. I think he's really excited about it.
When I watched him on Sunday and watching him in the preseason, the word that comes to mind is played with a lot of joy, a lot of enthusiasm. And I don't remember him having that kind of energy and tempo. And
who does he remind you of?
Jeff Garcia.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
I spoke to him earlier this week. We reminisced about 2006 when Jeff came in and took over this building and took this team down the stretch.
I think they're very similar situations.
And
similar personalities.
And listen, they both played Carolina Monday Night Football. Garcia did after losing to Indianapolis, and so does Sanchez after playing in Houston.
Yeah.
A little fact where you can use sometime over
the major difference was what? He won in Arizona. He won in Houston.
He won in Houston, and
Jeff
Garcia lost
in Indianapolis.
And they both came in, and Jeff really said that everybody around him supported him. I think that's the same way with Mark.
There's no question about that. But here are my major reservations.
Okay. Am I getting too giddy about Mark Sanchez?
No, I don't expect you to be giddy or anyways. I think your analysis is good. He's got a lot of energy. He's got a lot of charisma. But again, it's always turned into a situation where he hasn't backed it up. And I'm very anxious to see him back it up.
When he played poorly, what happened?
He plays frenetic. He plays too fast. He doesn't allow the game come to him. He's always trying to push stuff on the game that's not there. And he turns the ball over. You got to remember, since he came into the league in 2009, he leads the NFL in turnovers per game, 1.4. His 2 years as a starter, last 2 years as a starter, 2011, 2012, 52 combined turnovers. This team is plagued right now with giving the ball away. 21 turnovers, lead the NFL. And yet they're 6-2.
Yeah.
They have 11 different offensive linemen, tied with the league lead with the Atlanta Falcons. And yet they're 6-2. They've had 35 plays in their rushing game that's ended in zero or negative yards. And yet they're 6-2.
Yeah. On the other side of the ball, big loss. D'Amico Ryan's valuable in so many ways. How do the Eagles rally around and replace him?
Well, they're a gang tackling team anyway in the run game. And Bill Davis will take Casey Matthews off the field when they go into passing situations. You'll have Acho come in. So I think that will help considerably. I was always against the idea of D'Amico Ryans playing so many snaps, and it just caught up with him.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. You know, everybody knows what he did with this defense, what he meant to this defense. His loss, in my opinion, much bigger than the loss of Nick Foles.
Take me down the stretch. Tell me win or loss. Carolina.
Win.
At Green Bay.
I'm going to shock and amaze you, Joe Frazier. I'm going win.
I like that. Tennessee at home.
That's a win.
And then Dallas.
In Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Now, remember, the Cowboys have a Sunday night game against the Giants in New York.
I'm going to say the Eagles win that game.
Okay, then they come home with Seattle.
I'm going to win Seattle.
Dallas at home.
They beat Dallas.
Now we're cruising here. We're cruising.
And then you got two away games.
Washington and New York.
Yeah, Washington will be out of it, and New York will be looking for another head coach.
Run the table, baby! So you heard it from Sal Palantonio, ESPN. Thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Life is more than a heartbeat. It's more than what you see on a CAT scan or echocardiogram. And although we see some of the most rare and complicated heart conditions and continue to advance the frontiers of heart care every day, we never forget what we're really looking at. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Time now to take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. We see the remainder of the regular season schedule, and Bo, Sal Powell says the Eagles are going to win them all. So this is a joyride.
I don't know if I would go that far, but certainly I would take that.
Yeah, it's a good schedule, some national games in there, and obviously critical games starting with Monday night. And the Carolina
Panthers. You don't want to get ahead of yourselves. You want to take it one game at a time. But it certainly looks like that 17-day stretch of Thanksgiving against the Cowboys, then against the Seahawks, then back against the Cowboys. That is going to be the critical stretch,
yeah.
I think.
And then the Eagles finish on the road with the NFC East. So we'll take it game by game, though. But we wanted to give you a little sneak peek of what's ahead for the final eight games of this regular season. What's ahead for the Eagles on Monday night? The Carolina Panthers in town, 3-5-1, winless on the road. They haven't won a football game in a month. But this is a team that's getting healthier. They've had 10 days off after their Thursday night loss to the New Orleans Saints. And they will be a dangerous, hungry, and desperate opponent at Lincoln Financial Field. So let's get you caught up with some of the key matchups. Bo, let's start with the Eagles' Michael Kendricks against one Cam Newton.
And Cam Newton didn't really run very much in the beginning of this season, but the Panthers' offense has sort of gotten back to that over the last few games. And obviously, Michael Kendricks, all eyes going to be on him in the middle of the defense as this defense moves forward without its Mufasa, without D'Amico Ryan. So Michael Kendricks has to step up big, and it's going to be against Cam Newton. Cam Newton is a much different kind of runner than a guy like Colin Kaepernick or Robert Griffin III. He will punish you. He will lay his shoulder into you. Michael Kendricks is going to have to prove that he can handle that, and certainly all eyes on him.
And you wonder if the Eagles will spy just a little bit so Cam Newton doesn't hurt them too much with his legs. Our second matchup, well, it's one that the Eagles know is critical to this game. It's LeSean McCoy and Luke Kuechly. The Eagles want to get this running game going. McCoy has been outstanding the last four games, averaging more than 100 yards per game. He's been outstanding rushing the football inside. He's two of these last four games, he's been over 100 yards. And now he goes against an absolute tackling machine in Luke Kuechly. Kuechly, the best middle linebacker in the National Football League, says head coach Chip Kelly.
And Bill McGovern, his college coach at Boston College. Did you know that this is the first four-game stretch of LeSean McCoy's career where he's gone over 80 yards rushing in each of the four games?
I did not know that. With an average of, I think, 21 carries in each of those four games. So he's getting a lot of touches. And I really think the Eagles will try to divvy it up with the three running backs, including Darren Sproles and Chris Polk. Matchup number three, the Eagles' offensive line will be tested. Charles Johnson outstanding on the edge for Carolina. He'll go against Lane Johnson.
That's right. Lane Johnson, of course, a big, big key for this Eagles offense as he gets healthy. And as the Eagles get Evan Mathis back, obviously no Todd Harriman's, but four of the five big guys up front, that should help both the running game and the passing game. Charles Johnson, a good pass rusher, not quite as productive this season as he's been in years past, but still, Lane Johnson will be under fire from Charles Johnson.
Yeah, so good matchup there. And then finally for the Eagles defense, well, when Carolina wants to throw the football down the field, they look to the rookie. Big bodied, big production early in the year. Kelvin Benjamin, their first round draft pick, 40 catches, is averaging 14.7 yards per catch, 5 touchdowns. A large body that both Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams will match up against. Not explosive speed in terms of straightaway fast, but big hands, physical player, and he's really had a very good first 9 games of his rookie season.
Yeah.
So that's Cam Newton's go-to guy.
Certainly. He's 1 yard behind Sammy Watkins for the most receiving yards of all rookies. But listen, this is the kind of receiver that is the reason that Chip Kelly wants those big cornerbacks on the outside. It's guys like Kelvin Benjamin who can go up and get the ball. That's the reason you need those 6 foot or bigger corners like Bradley Fletcher, Kerry Williams, who both made some nice plays on the ball at the catch point last week in Houston.
Yeah, they'll be physical against Benjamin. And then I actually like the way they've played. And I think a bigger receiver is a better matchup than those smaller, quicker receivers. So we'll keep an eye on those and many more matchups, of course, on Monday night. When we return to Eagles 360, it's Eagles crunch time. The subject, Brandon Graham, who has been outstanding in his role with the Eagles in the second year as a stand-up linebacker. Graham is coming into his own.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
A life is more than a heartbeat. It's more than what you see on a CAT scan or echocardiogram. And although we see some of the most rare and complicated heart conditions and continue to advance the frontiers of heart care every day, we never forget what we're really looking at. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the crispiest lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
Xbox One is giving you the chance to play with a pro. Enter to win a brand new Xbox One console and play a game of Madden NFL 2015 against Eagles cornerback Brandon Boykin at the NovaCare Complex. Enter today at philadelphiaeagles.com/Xbox. Sweepstakes are open to residents of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Bo here. Time to throw it over to the fan cave, Chris McPherson. It's crunch time. With defensive lineman, linebacker, pass rusher, doing it all this year, Brandon Graham.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time. And my special guest this week, linebacker Brandon Graham. Brandon, I'm going to say that I think you're the most improved player on the Eagles team this season. Would you agree with that?
I definitely would agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good, man. I worked hard, continue to work, getting stronger during the year. just excited to see where, you know, where I end up, you know, later on in the season.
Is there any one facet of your game that you think has improved more than anything else?
Just being able to, I mean, especially on special teams, you know, just being good, you know, being, you know, out there, you know, pumping everybody up, being the leader on special teams. So, you know, you got guys like Chris Maragos that came from Seahawks, you know, Seattle. He was telling us about his experience there. And, you know, we kind of took bits and pieces from it, you know, to try to, you know, get everybody jacked up. Because that's one thing, you know, special teams is hard to get people to get jacked up unless that's how they made the team, you know, that type of stuff. So, me, I had to change my attitude towards that, and now I'm feeling good, man.
Do you think all the guys in the locker room feed off of that with special teams and how dominant they've been this season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When we blocking punts and, you know, blocking field goals and, you know, it's just a burst of energy, man. I mean, it definitely gives you that confidence that you need, you know, going out on offense and defense.
Now, I think I actually know the biggest reason for improving your game. I think it's because you got married this offseason.
Yeah, that too. You know, I'm able to focus. I mean, I'm out the streets, you know, as much as I could be. You know, it's definitely, my mindset is totally different than, you know, where I was last year.
So that was a ceremony. Yeah, you gotta give us the details.
Hey, man, we had 450 people.
450 people.
Yes, man, big family. I mean, me, that's all me, because my wife, you know, she definitely, I mean, she didn't have many. I mean, she probably had 80 people that she, you know, knew. I had the most, so, you know, it was expensive, but at the end of the day, you know, it was worth it because it's a one-time deal, you know. So, it was definitely nice, man. I'll show you some pictures.
Okay.
I mean, the details is hard because it was so much going on. I mean, I can't remember every little thing, but we do got a video for it.
All right, so now you two are living together. What would she say is the worst thing about living with you? What gets on her nerves probably more than anything else?
I guess what gets on her nerves is I play the video game. You know,
really?
when my attention not on her, you know, ooh, man, sometimes it's like, all right, now how long you gonna play this game? You know, it's just like my getaway. You know, it's just, that's just what it is. You know, she knew that coming in, but sometimes I get grief for it.
Now, one of your off-season training regimens is boxing. How has that helped you as a pass rusher?
It's helped me with, you know, hand-eye coordination, you know, being able to, you know, see the hands coming and kind of, you know, just get out the way. And that's what you really, you know, do as a pass rusher. You know, it's all about getting the edge on somebody. And, you know, it's one of them things, like, he don't know exactly where I'm going. You know, you got to have a plan, you know, going into it. And sometimes your plan backfires, but you got to have a counter move at that too. So we work a lot of different things, and it's just more of my hand-eye coordination.
Brandon, you grew up in Detroit. Mm-hmm. How did it help prepare you for playing in Philadelphia?
Oh, it's just, you know, it's like any other place. I mean, you know, it's hardcore. You know, from where I was at, it's just, you know, you gotta make good decisions. You know, it's a lot of good and bad people, you know, and I just tried to weed them out. And, you know, growing up, you know, I had my mom, and, you know, I had a lot of people that was honest with me, you know, to let me know, like, look, I see you hang with this guy. I mean, I don't like you hanging with him, but, you know, it's your decision. You know, it's pretty much what my mom did for me growing up. She gave me she had me make the choice. She told me her concern, and it was up to me, because she was like, life gonna teach you, or, you know, you gonna learn from, you know, what I tell you, or, you know, however you feel. You know, maybe I'm wrong. So, you know, it was tough, man, growing up, but it definitely helped me on the field from, you know, just being hardcore and just knowing, coming from the ground up. Because, man, when I tore my ACL, that was the first big injury I ever had, and it was a bad one at that. So it you know, tests my character on, you know, how hard am I going to work to get back. So I'm definitely excited that, you know, Detroit helped me, you know, just with persevering through stuff.
Is it true in high school that to have the practices at night, that the parents have to line up the cars and put the headlights on?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, like times like this, when you go, what we go, an hour back, you know, it get dark quick. So, you know, we would used to have to, you know, have cars just line up and, you know, lights be shining, because we didn't have, you know, we weren't fortunate to have, you know, lights like how everybody does now. So it was fun at that too. I mean, man, when I look back on it, we definitely had some good times, you know, during those times. And that's what made us stronger and made us closer as a team.
Linebacker Brandon Graham, best of luck the rest of the season. Thank you very much for joining us here on this week's Lay's Kettle Cooked presents Crunch Time. Made with Lay's signature potatoes and kettle cooked in small batches to give you that extra crunch and mouth-watering flavor.
Good stuff there from Brandon Graham. Dave, What do you got for us?
Well, we got something good for you next on Eagles 360. We're going to take a look at Nick Foles and that big touchdown throw to Jeremy Maclin in our Kellistrator. It's an interesting dynamic. All of a sudden, the Eagles going down the field, maybe better than they've gone down the field in many years. Jeremy Maclin doing the damage. How did it happen? We'll examine when we return to Eagles 360.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. One of the big plays in last week's win over the Houston Texans, Nick Foles over the top to Jeremy Maclin. Perfect execution, outstanding play, great design. Well, how did it happen? For that, we go to Ike Reese, our game plan host, with head coach Chip Kelly on the Kellistrator.
Foles into the gun. He's back. He's looking. He is going deep down the middle. And it is caught. And in for a touchdown goes Jeremy Maclin. Foles with the bomb. 59 yards. You couldn't throw it better.
This was a touchdown here that got things going to Jeremy Maclin early in the game.
It was you know, they did a nice job. They were in base defense, obviously trying to stop our run game. So we felt like we could try to exploit it a little bit with play action pass. They've got seven guys. And really nine guys in quarters coverage close to the line of scrimmage. So we got to try to keep the safeties honest. We run one of our typical zone run schemes where we're trying to run a mid-zone play back into the boundary and then capping off the backside with our backside tight end. We're just running a deep post with Jeremy Maclin. We're running a chase route here with our number two receiver on the backside. We're running our running back in protection in the flats and the quarterback just going through a 1-2-3 progression. And Nick does a great job with the play action fake, so we get the linebackers and everybody to step up. And then our landmark for our post routes are on the hash mark. And if you watch this ball where it was caught, it's a great throw by Nick. He's getting hit as he throws the football. We've talked about his toughness all the time, and the ball lands exactly on the hash mark. Mac, you know, we know he's one of the best deep threats in the league. He's proven it in the last couple of weeks. He had a big post route against Arizona last week. He had two big post routes against these guys, but again, it's a real good play action fake. We get the linebackers to step up. There's no help over it. And then you see Jerry Crick, who's a heck of a football player, who comes off of the, looks like he's scraping to the front side. So now Jason is looking to see if he can go back and help the tight end because he thinks he's dumping over to that side. But he comes back through. And then you just watch Nick and his toughness stand in there and throw the football. He knows he's going to get hit, but he still has to deliver the ball and delivers it right on the mark. And it's a heck of a route. Good timing. Mac and Nick had such a great relationship and a great feel for each other. Really jump-started us offensively and got us up on the board to get us up 7-0.
All right, thanks very much, guys. Football on the menu on Monday night. So is tailgating. And for that, it's time for our Amorosos on the menu feature. Michael Kendricks, Eagles linebacker, with Michelle from Red's Hoagies.
Hi, I'm Mike Kendricks with your Philadelphia Eagles. Today we have Michelle. Michelle, Explain to these people where you're from and what's on this wonderful creation of yours.
Hi, I'm from Ratogi's in South Philadelphia. This is our famous ham and cheese original, which means everything on it with no lettuce and no pickles, and it dates back to the 1960s.
Well, Michelle, not only does the sandwich look good, it's an original classic, 1960, but the key to this is an Amoroso's roll.
Do you have a favorite tailgate sandwich? Enter your photo at the Amoroso Sandwich Selfie Sweepstakes for a chance to win an invitation to lunch with me at the Eagles facility. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/sandwich selfie.
All right, on Monday night, it's obviously a military appreciation game for the Eagles around the league. So we ask you, in your world of social media, while you're on Twitter, use the hashtag EaglesSalute and join Eagles fans everywhere in this event for Monday.
Dave, if I have said it once, I have said it a million times. Next year, that Amoroso segment should be called the Deli Strader.
Well, we'll work on that, Bo. Yeah. But you've said it now. It's out there, and we're going to work on it. Yeah. The powers that be may make that happen.
Corporate sales make
it
happen.
It's pretty darn clever. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. Make sure you're with us on Monday. We've got full coverage of the Eagles and the Panthers. It's Monday Night Football in Philadelphia. Have yourselves a great Eagles weekend.